Now see, this is what's available to you and me today under this new covenant. If we'll walk in obedience to His Word, whatever we say with our mouth, we can have it. If we believe with our heart. Right, Bill? Yeah. I look at Bill, think about he'd been in the oil and gas business. I think about this man that the Lord told him. He said, I want you to drill a well on this place. And He told him exactly where he wanted it drilled. And so he went and got a drilling company. And he said, oh, you guys want you to drill a well here. And they said, you know, we've seismographed all this area out here. There is no oil out here. He said, I want you to drill a well. I said, sir, we will not drill a well here. We'll waste your money. There's nothing here. He said, God told me to drill a well here. We're going to drill a well here. I'll pay for it. You let me worry about the money. God told me to drill a well here. There's oil here. Okay, you're a dummy. So they started drilling. And they drilled, and they drilled, and they drilled. They kept on, there's not a sign of nothing, of no kind. He said, I'm telling you, there's going to be a gusher here. Just keep drilling. They come to him one day and said, sir, we've been drilling for 30 days. There is no oil out here. There ain't going to be no oil out here. We're never going to hit any oil. He said, in the name of Jesus, you're going to hit a gusher. And before that day was over, the thing blew out, a gusher. And it was a tremendous oil field there. Nobody knew it. God told him it was there. Now, here's a God I serve. They could have done all the test bores and seismographic work and everything in the world they wanted to do and not been a single drop of oil there. And God decided one day, I want to build an oil field there. And He could just snap His finger and it's the richest oil ever. He can do that. You know that? He can do anything. So, it's amazing that if we obey Him, when God tells you to do something, you do what the King says. So if we go to the Word here and see under the New Covenant that Jesus says, "If and you shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say." So no Christian should ever come along saying, "I'm sick." You know what we should say? If any kind of sickness or any kind of disease comes upon us, the first thing we should say is, Lord, where did I miss it? Where did I sin? How did I err from the truth? Now, Lord, I'm going to walk holy and obedient to Your Word. And Lord, if I sin somewhere, I want to repent. If I've done something wrong, if I'm saying the wrong thing, You reveal it to me. If whatever I'm doing wrong, I want to get rid of it. Just like Dave told me the other night, whenever I said, you know, a man or a woman called me and she was having heart problems. He said, I bet she had a problem falling out with her husband. And when I got through dealing with the situation, I found out that's exactly what happened. There was just a little falling out. You know, it wasn't bad, but it didn't take much. You know, does it? It really doesn't. So, praise the Lord. Well, we're ready to start again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You and praise You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You and praise You for all these promises in here. Lord, as we go this second hour here this afternoon, we finish up. We ask You to bless everything we do because we're going to do it right out of Your Word. And Lord, I thank You for showing up here and healing everybody here today. Lord, this is one day I know that everybody that comes here today is going to be completely healed when they leave here. Everyone, because You promised it and it's done. They're all going to believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to have no sick among us. We're going to be healed and strong in the name of Jesus. Okay, we left off there. I want us to go to another place. I want to show you something as soon as Dave gets back up there. I want to show you something that's so wonderful in 1 John 5. And I'm going to start with verse 10. 1 John 5, 10. We're going to go down through here a little ways. And I'm going to show you some things here about what God has to say about demons and what these guys can do to us and cannot do to us. In 1 John 5, 10, it says, He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Whoops, where are we? What happened here? It automatically...
No, he has those in the beginning that flip.
Yeah. Okay, 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now, I want us to think just a minute about what we read there, that if we're sons of God, we have the witness in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And if we don't believe that then we've made him to be a liar. And I really don't think it when God, I don't think God likes it when you call him a liar. I don't think the king likes that at all. I don't even like to be called a liar. And I'm sure he don't like to be called a liar. And he says that if we are truly sons of God, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. Now, Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. It's something you have to work at. Lay hold of it. Don't let it slip out. Can you imagine obtaining eternal life, walking with God for 10, 20, 30 years, and then turning and going your own way, and then losing it and dying and going to hell? That would be awful. Verse 12 and 13, he says, he that hath the Son has life. Now, if you don't have him, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So there's only one way to have life. In other words, I don't see how we can go through the scripture and think that there's more ways to heaven than one. You know, God is light. There is no other. But, I mean, you hear people all the time talking, even some of our candidates and some of our men in Washington and all, saying, you know, it's only words. This book doesn't mean anything. It's only words. And, you know, that the Muslims and all those other, the Buddhists and all those others, they call their God a different name, but he's the same God we serve. No, 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 no. Never, ever, ever will I believe that. I have the Son of Life, and his name is Jesus Christ. It's not Buddha, not Mohammed, not none of those. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So when we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life, as long as we walk in obedience to his word. Verses 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now then, this is the confidence that we have in Jesus, that if we ask anything in accordance to his will, he hears us. And his answer is always yes. He never says no to his obedient children. So we don't ever try God. We do God. I mean, that's it. Bam, you do God. When we say, do you, and you as a young man, you'll run into a lot of encounters as you grow up and get in school. And as you witness about Jesus, people will intimidate you. They'll make fun of you. They'll say all kinds of things about you because you're that crazy holy kid, you know, that talks about Jesus and all these dumb things. Well, just let them talk about you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, but we want God to be our Lord and Savior. And if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So when we come and ask him for something, if we ask him something according to his will, well, when we find out that in the scripture he bore our sickness and removed our disease on the cross, then we know it's always God's will that we be well. So why is it that so many people are not well? Well, let's read the next couple of verses. If any man sees his brother sin, this is getting to be serious stuff. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death. Now then, if you sin a sin unto death, it'll kill you instantly. Usually it kills you really quick. I don't want to even think about sinning a sin unto death. But it said, if any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you shall pray for it. Now, all unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Now, I'm awful glad because I know I've sinned a few times in my life. Now, if there was not a sin unto death, then I'm completely convinced there is times that a sin for me might not be a sin unto death, but for somebody else it might be. Now, when I look at that, I think about in my life, I think about how many times in my life before I learned the truth about tithing that I didn't tithe. You know, I didn't always tithe. I didn't know that it was a sin not to tithe. But it didn't cost me my life. But yet Ananias and Sapphira, they did that one time. Both of them, God killed both of them instantly. Whenever they sold a piece of land and said they sold it for a different price than what they get, they said they wanted to give God all of it. And Peter, when he came in, said, I'll just give you an example. Ananias walked in and he said, Peter, we sold our piece of land. We sold it for this much money and we want to give it all to God. But they were lying. They kept part of it back. Peter said, Ananias, why have you put in your heart to lie to God? Didn't you know the piece of land was yours? You could have done anything you wanted to with it. You didn't have to sell it, or you could have sold it. You could have given God anything you wanted to. You could have kept what you wanted to. But since you've lied to God, he's going to kill you. And Ananias instantly fell dead. And so it said the men took him out, and they buried him. And 3 hours later, just as they got through digging the hole and burying him, they come back in, and his wife walked in, and he says, Sapphira, did you and Ananias really sell the piece of land for this much money? She said, yes, that's the price. She lied too. And so God struck her and killed her, and she fell down dead. And Peter said, the men that buried your husband will bury you also. And you know, it said a great fear fell upon the church. I've made this statement to church when I tell that story. I said, you know, today I'm going to take it. Today's Sunday, and today is time that we bring our offerings, you know, to the Lord. He says, give, you know. So I said, today I'm not going to pass the offering plate, which I really don't do that here anyway. But I said, I'm just going to let y'all come up, and I'm going to take the little box back here that we got for the donations. I'm going to put it up here, and we know God says you're supposed to be a tither. So I want you to put your money in your envelope, put your name on it, and come drop it in that box and thank God for the privilege to tithe.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.